Washington's across-the-board spending cuts, set to begin tomorrow, may take a month to kick in. But when they do, the FAA could end up shutting down the control tower at Niagara Falls.
We really don't feel what effect operations at the Niagara Falls Airport.
Douglas Hartmeyer, NFTA spokesperson, points out that overnight flights there are currently handled by air traffic controllers at the Buffalo Airport.
Spirit Airlines operates well past 11 p.m. because their flights are scheduled into the morning hours, and those flights, as I said, are guided in and out by the Buffalo Tower.
But that tower is also on the FAA's list of facilities that could be closed overnight. Hartmeyer says the small number of flights into Buffalo past midnight could be handled elsewhere, and he believes if airport screeners are furloughed, checkpoints could still be properly staffed.
It would seem minimal to no effect whatsoever should the sequestration go into effect.
The bigger headaches are likely to be felt by motorists traveling between the U.S. and Canada. Homeland Security is expecting to eliminate nearly 8,000 Customs and Border Protection employees if the cuts go through. The Niagara Falls Bridge Commission's Brent Gallagher says hopefully Congress and the Obama administration will find a solution.
It would not be a good picture at the borders.
Congressman Brian Higgins urged his colleagues in the House yesterday to take immediate action to repeal the sequester. Higgins said $1.5 billion in goods and 300,000 people cross the border every day.
Increased wait times will discourage Canadian consumers from visiting Western New York, and that is business we can't afford to lose.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.